Hello.
Oh, hi, Randy. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good. I'm so glad we finally connected. We played some mean phone tag trying to cancel your account, didn't we?
Well, that's kind of hard to do when you call back over and over again, so thank you for that.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I thought I'm going to try both numbers twice, so I tried this one and the other one, and then I came back to this one, and you picked up, so I'm glad.
Okay.
Yeah, so just so you know, we can't cancel with the past due balance, but the good news is it's only the $29 due, so if you want to pay that, I can cancel it right away.
That's fine. It's not a problem. It's just my ATM card expired after, like, so many years.
Oh, no.
And I have a new card, but the numbers changed and the expiration changed, so.
Okay, so I'll get you up to speed, and then we'll at least, you know, get it canceled out so we don't have to worry about it in the future. So
what do I get for my $29? I know I don't get a lot of business once in a while, and they're usually jobs that are not near me. So, I mean, maybe I've gotten one Local Splash job in the last year. I don't know.
I always tell people if they go to the $29 package that it's kind of like a last resort, because all that does is it keeps your website open, stuccocavina.com. So, you know, a website in and of itself usually doesn't bring clients. However, we've had people tell us that clients have come from the website from other sources. So, for instance, I had someone call me a couple months ago, and they were telling me, hey, you know, there's a lead coming through my site, but I can't open it. Can you help me? And I said, sure. So I went on to their site, and it was somebody that said, hey, we want to hire you for an $8,000 bid that you offered us last week. And that person said, you know, that's the strangest thing, because that – client didn't come to me from Google. They came, I guess he was using a lead service called Angie's, and he had remembered, like,
I'm on
it. Oh,
I'm
you
on
do
Angie's.
Yeah, so
I have, Angie's, well, I'm on Home Advisor, but they're now Angie's List.
You're right, they merged.
Or they're connected to it somehow.
Yep, same company, exactly. So he was using the Angie's List, which is formerly known as Home Advisor, and he went out and he bid on that job, and I told him, well, guess what that person did after you bid on the job? They did a little bit of due diligence on him, and when they saw that he had a valid website and some credible things being posted about him, it solidified him in getting that job. You know, because on your site, too, you know, anytime somebody leaves you a five-star rating on Google, it automatically populates over to your site. So it's a platform that will add credibility. Now, it looks like you're still getting some trickling in of results from when you had the whole package, because I just filtered out 3 months' worth of results. And this is showing me in the last 3 months, your company was found on the first page of Google 271 times, and you had 15 clicks at your site and 9 clicks to call you from the first page. So that's phenomenally well, considering that, you know, that portion of the program isn't open anymore. You know, it's just the website that's open, but you're still getting some benefits from, you know, the programming that we did initially.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? Because when you first signed up, you were paying... Let me see here.
I knew I was paying more.
Yeah, I think you were paying $166 a month, and then somehow or another you changed it and you just wanted to keep the site. Do you like the site? Have you seen stuccocavina.com?
I've seen the site, and the words are good. The pictures are no good. They could dig that. Pictures of drywallers working inside, which I don't even do, but, I mean, the average person wouldn't know the difference. It looks like guys working, but...
Right.
I really, I mean, even though you say there was 71 reviews or whatever, or hits in 3 months, I think you said?
Yep.
I haven't seen any, much business at all. I get your emails. I get the emails saying that a customer is interested, and that happens maybe like 3-4 times a year from what I see. But they're usually jobs that are so far away, you know, I try to stay within a certain range, and they're jobs in L.A., Santa Monica, Beverly Hills, all those far away traffic areas.
Oh yeah, big traffic areas. So
that said, the website is nice because anytime I apply for anything, it helps to have a website.
Right.
But as far as actual business revenues coming in from a lead, I just don't see it. Is there anything else you can do? I mean, or is $29 the bottom?
Yeah, $29 is the bottom. Usually website hosting is $49, and the $29 is the corporate rate, meaning usually you have to have over 100 locations with us to get the $29 pricing. So that's the rock bottom. But I want to explain to you that when you get a lead through the site, that will happen once in a while, but that's far and few between because usually people, if they, you know, Google your company or they find you online, they're going to click to call you or they're going to go to your website for immediate contact. So they're never going to fill out that form because they've already talked, right?
What number do you have on the site for them to call me?
Let me look here.
Is it a 40 number, like the 626 number?
It is 909-499-0545.
That's my direct line, my cell phone.
Yeah. So we're promoting your direct line on it. So you could start asking people, you know, when they call you, how they found you, because, you know, most people, they won't get to that, you know, contact form because they've already talked to you by then, right? But there will be rare occurrences where they see you online and they can't call you right that second because they're at work or they're with family.
Yeah.
So in those very specific instances, you know, they can fill out the form and you'll get notified that there's a lead coming through your site. But like
okay, what was I going to say? What city do you have me in?
In Covina?
I'm not in Covina anymore. I haven't been there for like four years now.
Okay.
I mean, I don't mind going to Covina for work, but I'm actually in Rancho Cucamonga. Is there any way to alter it and say that I have two locations, one in Covina, one in Rancho Cucamonga?
We can do that, but what I'd like to do
I do have a yard.
I'd like to do in that case, if you decide to keep the website open, is to change the web address from stuccocovina.com and see if something like silverhawkplastering.com is open. You know what I mean? Because
yeah, that would be better.
I hate to have it under Stucco Covina if you're in Rancho Cucamonga.
Yeah, it limits me to one city.
Exactly. Yeah. So I can do that. I can at least have just a new web domain for you if you wanted to.
Will the price stay the same?
Yeah, you're grandfathered into that rate. The one thing I would do for you to help you out a little bit on the back end is I have to take the July 6th payment, which means technically you would be charged again August 6th, which is what, next week or a week and a half. And I never like it when someone has two payments close together. So I could, just as a courtesy, you know, take the July 6th payment and then push the next one out 30 days from today, which means you'd be paid in full till August 24th.
All right.
That's
fine. Let's do it.
Okay. All right. So for the new card number, I think I see your Rancho Cucamonga address actually in the billing. It's the Amethyst Street, right? That's the new business
address?
Yes. Okay, got
it.
Yes,
it is.
That's still the billing address on the new card?
Yes.
It is? Okay, perfect. And then I'm ready for the number whenever you are.
Okay. 4259.
Okay.
0720.
Got it.
5629.
What was before the 6? I'm sorry, the phone cracked up.
Before the it's 5629.
56. Okay, I heard the 629, but I didn't hear the 5, but I got it now. 5629.
6964.
6964. Okay, expiration?
728.
And the code?
269.
269. Okay, so let me get your authorization, and then you will be good to go, and I will have the technicians update that you are in Rancho Cucamonga, but also we'll get a new web address that's closer to silverhawkplastering.com. So if that domain is available, they'll grab it right away. If not, they'll get you something close to it, and then they'll reach out to you with what that new domain is, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're welcome, and I'm glad it worked out, and have a great rest of your week, too. Okay, Randy?
You too.
Thank you. Bye.